This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you are noticing sticker shock on your Christmas tree. And it's, you know, yeah, we have inflation, we have the supply chain crisis, but funny, or interestingly, it's not funny at all because I don't want people having to spend more money on their Christmas tree. Part of it has to do with the first recession. Apparently, back in 2008, 2009, 2010, many farmers had to cut back as a result in the recession. So the Christmas tree farmers, also, I don't know if there were more rules and laws and all sorts of other things that kind of went with that. I didn't really follow a lot of the laws that were passed with the new administration at the time. But they say it had to do with the planting. The growing season 7-8 years ago, because as we know, it takes a Christmas tree 7 to 8 years to grow, and then also a few years before what we saw in 2008, 2009, 2010 recession. There's a typo in this paper, in this thing. They say a lot of the real big farms didn't grow as many. They just pulled back their plantings, and we're really kind of seeing the end of that right now. So they said in another 7 to 8 years is going to be another tree shortage. They say, once again, not going to be COVID's fault. Now, this year we had a lot of rain. That rain ended up damaging some of the seedlings. And that was, I believe, in Canada. Canada had rain issues. I think also in Oregon. So if you're seeing damage now, that's going to affect trees in 7 to 8 years. So interesting. My aunt and uncle had an artificial tree. And so, you know, we're Jewish, but we love Christmas. And so, I mean, in my house, we had this big menorah that we decorated with stockings and tree skirts and all that other stuff. So I just love Christmas time. So whether you're Jewish or not, you know, how do you not celebrate, you know, one of the most amazing holidays ever? And so, you know, the artificial tree they had, you could tell the difference. I mean, I was like, no, I want to smell the tree. I want the realism of it and all that, but it might make sense, especially with the cost. Sadly, these trees are going up. I think we're hearing about 30%. They say trees that you could usually buy for $75 is now going to cost you about $100 to put up this year. So it's about a 30% increase, 26% increase. They say manpower, trucking, transportation, all those things factors in, and it just keeps going up and up. Yeah, so when they say this isn't about COVID or the current crisis, it is. It's everything. Everything costs more money now. People are expecting to spend more money. And Christmas, people aren't really traveling as much for Christmas in terms of, well, we're going to go away on a holiday. So there's going to be a lot more at home. So I know a lot of people are like, I'm going to decorate. I want the home to feel more Christmassy because we're going to be home. We're going to Netflix a lot. We're going to watch movies. A lot of people are driving to each other's houses. So I really see that a tree is kind of integral in part of that more, you know, we're going to kind of stay home and just really make it a good, nice, warm, crispy, eggnoggy sort of Christmas, which is something that's going to be amazing. But sadly, costs are going up. So I don't know. I didn't grow up with a tree. I would want a real tree. That would be me. But I get it. I mean, if not, and you think the costs are going up and you don't know, and, you know, some of these trees could be really, really, yeah, honestly, what's the tree about? Well, you know, the tree is about, one, is it life, love, hope? And it brings the family together. So I, you know, for some of you it might matter, for some of you it doesn't, but just be prepared. The costs are up. Also be prepared with Thanksgiving travel that you got to pack your patience. AAA projects nearly four million more people are going to hit the roads this Thanksgiving compared with last year. They say travelers should be prepared to face an uptick in traffic. Experts say the long holiday weekend, increased vaccination rates, open U.S. borders are all pushing more people to drive this year. A November AAA report predicts automobile travel volumes will fall within 3% of pre-pandemic levels, with 48.3 million people traveling by car for Thanksgiving. And, you know, even though we have a pandemic, we're going to see more flu, we're going to see more waves of COVID, people are saying, to heck with this. They're like, you know, we didn't see grandma last year, or we didn't see grandpa. And that's one thing I learned from this pandemic. I go, don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. I mean, I've always said that, but especially now. You know how many of my friends lost their loved ones, not due to COVID, but they passed. And Thanksgivings were missed. Christmas, Hanukkahs, celebrations were missed. To heck with that. Now, I do want to protect our older individuals in our family from COVID. You know, I'm going to have surgery on Thanksgiving, and then I'm going to, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be home from the hospital by Thanksgiving. If so, we might have my mom come over, but, I mean, I love my mom, but I don't know what's going to be more painful, you know, having to sit there and talk to my mom or dealing with the post office. So, you know, but for me, look, Thanksgiving's about watching Dallas Cowboys play. So all I need is some dark meat turkey, and I'm good. I don't like pumpkin pie. I'm not a big mashed potato. I'm not a big yam person. I'm not a big Thanksgiving person. I grew up, I didn't really like my family. We had a real dysfunctional family, so Thanksgiving is not a holiday I love. I'm starting to love it more because, you know, you start having people that you really care about, and, you know, it starts to get better, but So, they say pack your patience. There's going to be a lot of road congestion. They say the best time to take off, according to INRIX, the best time to take off is after 9 p.m. on Wednesday, before 11 a.m. on Thursday and Friday, and before noon on Saturday and Sunday. See, I'm the opposite. I always like to travel on the days that most, like, we've always traveled on Thanksgiving Day or on Christmas Day. Because there's going to be less drivers, you know, because they're supposed to be there for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I'd rather spend Christmas at 8 p.m. or Thanksgiving at 8 p.m. knowing I had less traffic. But that's me. 1-877-DUCK-BELLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show, the face of Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, who's our producer today. All right, so have you guys started thawing your turkey? If you haven't, it might be too late. Some of you should have started to thaw your turkey this last weekend, all right, because the big turkeys need days to thaw. So let's kind of review how to prepare your turkey. I know I did something a while back. We'll probably play that clip tomorrow. But seriously, I think a lot of us don't do the right thing with our turkey. First of all, a big mistake people do with their turkey is they wash it off in the sink. They just wash off their turkey. And water's splatting all over the place. And salmonella's going here and there. And they're getting it in the hair. And I don't do that. I mean, if you want to soak it in cold water gently, without it splashing, you could do that, but you're not going to sterilize the turkey. You're going to cook it, and hopefully cook the turkey correctly, which I'll review. But you shouldn't be washing and splattering turkey raw turkey bacteria all over the place. So you never wash it off because kitchen table surfaces can get dirty. So make sure that whatever you set the turkey on when you start to baste or put the seasonings or stuff it or whatever, make sure that area is very clean, very clear. A lot of us don't have big kitchens, and then you want to sterilize and clean that surface off because there's going to be bad bacteria. Now, fine. Never, ever, ever leave a turkey out in room temperature because some parts of the turkey will get warmer than others and then bacteria can grow. So you should earlier in the week put it in the refrigerator. Now, let's say you screwed up and you're like, don't, I haven't started thawing yet. Well, if the refrigerator is going to go too slow, you could dunk it in cold water and that could help. So depending on the poundage, I wrote this out for you guys. It's on my Facebook and Twitter. Under 12 pounds, it may need to be thawing for 3 days in the refrigerator. You see how you guys are kind of, ooh, yeah, 3 days for an under 12 pounder. For a 12 to 16 pounder, 4 days to thaw in the refrigerator. For a 16 to 20 pounder, 5 days to thaw in the fridge. And if it's over 20 pounds, it may need 6 days to thaw in the refrigerator. So you guys need to get your acts together if you haven't been thawing out your turkey. If you missed the deadline, here's some cold water recommendations. Cold water recommendations can definitely speed things up. They say they got to change the water out every 30 minutes, but up to 12 pounds, you could maybe thaw it in 2 to 6 hours of cold water. It's cold water, not warm. If it's a 12 to 16 pound turkey, you could maybe do it in about 6 to 8 hours. If it's a 16 to 20 pound turkey, 8 to 10 hours. If it's 20 to 24 pounds, 10 to 12 hours. But you got to change that water out every 30 minutes. So, I mean, these frozen turkeys, it's not like ice. I mean, it's just frozen. Okay, so now you got to cook the sucker. So when you cook the turkey, I like to set the oven higher, like 350. A lot of you do 325. It's just because, you know, I've had a lot of microbiology. So, okay, 325 to 350. You want to cook it for the following times. If it's stuffed, you got to tack on an extra 30 minutes to any of these. So if you have an under 12 pounder, you're going to be cooking it for about 3.5 to 4 hours. If it's a 12 to 16 pounder, 4.5 to 5 hours. If it's a 16 to 20 pounder, 5 to 5.5 hours. Over 20 pounds, 5.5 to 6 hours. Now, I've seen a lot of different sites go, oh no, it's going to be 5 hours for a 20 pounder or whatever. Well, that's what you're going to test. You're going to check the internal temperature. You've got to pick a nice, meaty, juicy thigh or the breast, which I'm not going to display right now. But you've got to check the temperature in at least 3 different places. And you want to make sure that the temperature is at least 165 degrees. 175 degrees is even better. Because then you know it thoroughly cooked. Now, some people say, Dr. Dahlia, I do 20 minutes a pound. Okay, I mean, are you double checking the poundage of the turkey? If you want to do 20 minutes a pound, I say 20 to 30 minutes a pound. So if you got a 12 pound turkey, then that means, you know, well, if you do 20 minutes, because then 20 minutes times 3 times 4, so yeah, about 4 to 5 hours for a 12 pound turkey. I don't know. I think the other way is a little shorter. But anyway, so stick it in the thigh, stick it in the breast of the turkey, the innermost part of the wing, to check out the temperature. Now, I also every year teach you guys about your pets. So you got pets, and the pets love Thanksgiving. Grandma's coming, the cousins are coming, kids are coming, so your pets know that they're going to get eats. In fact, it's interesting, because sometimes my son comes home late night, and he'll grab something to eat, and then he'll eat. So, you know, if the dog doesn't think that he's going to eat, he'll just stay in bed with us. But if not, he'll run downstairs because he wants to eat. So these animals, they know how to beg. In fact, my cat, Shakeyboo will sit on the table with us. We're like, oh, how cute. He wants to be a part of the family. No, he doesn't. He wants some niblets and some cutlets, and he wants to eat. Well, you got to be really careful what you feed the cats and dogs. So there's things you can feed them, and there's things you can't. So I get it. I love my animals, but the reason why this is such a serious issue and the reason why I talk about it every single year, and I'll say it again during Christmas, is because some of these foods can make our fluffy friends toxic. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and could put them into a pancreatitis. If you've ever had an animal with pancreatitis, it takes weeks, sometimes months, to get them to recover. So you really need to make sure that there's no issue. Some of this food can cause intestinal obstruction, electrolyte abnormalities. I've seen kidney damage in pets. So It's really the fat content as well as some of the other things. So let's look at dogs. This is what dogs can eat, okay? In moderation. They could have some turkey. They could have chicken. They could have beef. Get rid of any bones. They could have some ham. They could have shrimp, salmon, eggs, cheese, all in moderation, little bits. Cheese constipates, so I don't like giving dogs cheese. They could have peanut butter. They could have bread, but make sure there's no raisins in it. Popcorn, even. I don't like that. I don't like giving popcorn. This is according to the American Kennel Club. They can eat corn, honey, apples, bananas, blueberries, cranberries, cucumbers, oranges, strawberries, watermelon. Dogs can have broccoli. Dogs could have Brussels sprouts, carrots, celery, green beans, and peas. So you're like, great, I don't eat green bean casserole. I could dump the green bean casserole on the floor. The dog will eat it, and I don't have to tell grandma that I didn't eat the green bean casserole. Wrong. Because this is what you have to avoid in dogs. No onions, no mushrooms, no garlic, no chives. So you know how sometimes they'll put those crispy onions on the green bean casserole? Your dog can't eat those, not to mention the fried. That's a no-no. No tomatoes, no asparagus, no raw dough, no avocado, no raisins, no grapes, no cherries. Don't give a dog chocolate. Don't give a dog cinnamon. No ice cream, no almonds, no macadamia nuts. Don't be giving the dog beer. I know everybody thinks that's so funny. Don't. No nutmeg, no mushrooms. Mushrooms. People put mushrooms all over the place. I don't understand. I don't like mushrooms. But nope, they cannot eat mushrooms. And people will do that because they're like, look, my dog wants meat. And I have meat and there's mushrooms. So I could fake the dog out by giving the dog the mushroom. Don't. Dogs can't have mushrooms. Okay, it's a no-no. No caffeine, no coconut, no energy drinks. Don't be giving the fat. The fat could put them into pancreatitis, and no artificial sweeteners. But again, the thing is what's going to happen is they're going to overeat. You might be like, yeah, but they could have some turkey. Yeah, but they got it from cousin, they got it from grandma, they got it from dad, they got it from mom, they got it from the kids. Now they've had 5 servings of turkey. And they're going to keep asking for more. That's what dogs do. That's what my dog does. That's a no-no. And now I got the kitty cats, and I got 5 of them. Oh, my God. All right, so cats can also have some meat. They can have fish. They can have grains. They can have eggs. They love butter. Bananas, strawberries, watermelon, pears, apples, and vegetables. They can have carrots. They can have celery, green beans, lettuce. But the problem is the cats, they stick their nose up at it. They don't like it. My cats stick their nose up on everything. Of course, with cats, you've got to avoid alcohol, raw fish and eggs. Avoid some dairy products, no coffee, no tea, no energy drinks. My cats like to go up to whatever I'm drinking and try to lick. No. Now, some of you guys have a fish, and you're like, well, what can I give my fish for Thanksgiving? Well, fish can eat meat. They can eat vegetables. They can even eat some scrambled eggs. They can even have cooked rice. You can even put some rice in there. But careful of the toxins, careful of the fats, careful of cooking oils. And now some of you guys are like, I don't have a dog, I don't have a cat, but I got a parakeet. Fine. I mean, don't give the parakeet turkey. I don't think they're going to like that. But according to PetHelpful.com, many fruits, vegetables, breads, nuts without the shell can be eaten by Birdie. So I guess Birdie could feel a part of it. But again, we have to take this seriously because I don't want a lot of animals having to get sick over Thanksgiving. And we do stupid because we're overwhelmed with the family. We want the dog happy. We like that the dog is... Oh, that's also another thing. There's a little competition. Who does the dog love more? And there's always somebody who goes, oh my gosh, look how the dog loves me. Look how the dog's loving me. Yeah, it's because they're seeking the food. So you need to make sure everybody is on board with this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Make sure you pack your patience as many travelers are taking a plane to get home for the Thanksgiving holiday. One traveler at the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport in Florida tells Fox News she expects to see a lot of people fly home.
We try to book our flight early as possible. So we're just getting under the wire.
Thanksgiving holiday travel is looking almost like it did before the pandemic. AAA predicting close to 53.5 million Americans will travel over the next 5 days, 13% more than last year, and only 5% less than 2 years ago before the pandemic hit. NFL star J.J. Watt is covering funeral expenses for the six people killed by a SUV driver in Wisconsin during a Christmas parade on Sunday. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Weekly jobless claims are at their lowest level in more than 50 years. The Labor Department reporting 199,000 Americans filing initial jobless claims last week. President Biden spending his Thanksgiving at a million-dollar estate.
It's the first couple's first Thanksgiving as president and first lady.
Turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden will be eating their turkey on Nantucket, which is a family tradition. They arrived there on Tuesday evening after some community service at the D.C. Central Kitchen. The Biden family has celebrated Thanksgiving on the tiny Massachusetts island since 1975. They only missed the trip last year because of the pandemic. And from the USA Radio News New England Bureau, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So San Francisco Bay Area has faced consecutive days of shoplifting. Over the weekend, there was a group of 40 to 50 teenage looters that were using hammers. They smashed glass cases at Hayward Jewelry Store, ran off with an unknown amount of goods. This was about 5:30 p.m. Sunday night. The suspects were reportedly in other stores in Southland Mall. They walked away with clothes, shoes. Police have no idea how many items were stolen. Then an hour later in San Jose, a group of suspects entered the Lululemon store in the outdoor mall at Santana Row, took a whole bunch of merchandise. There was a Nordstrom that got hit in Walnut Creek. Three people were arrested in that incident. And on Friday, a Louis Vuitton store in San Francisco's Union Square was targeted, ransacked by a group. So, you know, we've been looking at this law that has been making a bunch of us scratch our heads, where the theft of property was downgraded from felony to misdemeanor if it was under $950 in value. And this was a law that was put out in 2014. But residents and business owners also blame San Francisco District Attorney Chesse Boudin for the rise in crime. He is now actually facing a recall election amid fury on his soft-on-crime stance. So when you see gangs of teens enter a mall, smash cases, taking off with goods, this is something that scares any business owner. Now, I remember some celebrities said, oh, well, they have insurance. Okay. I don't know about you guys, but whenever you have a claim that goes against your insurance, they either hike up the rates or they drop you. You know, when the malpractice crisis happened in Nevada in 2002, I was fine because I never had a lawsuit. I still haven't, thank God. But those who had at least one lawsuit, they all got dropped because there were... the insurance company wanted to pull out of Nevada, so when they tried to go to other malpractice companies, they said, nope, if you've had at least one suit, we're not going to take you. So if you've had one theft, you're I guess at increased risk for another one. So maybe insurance companies might cover you this once, but what happens when you get hit again? So when you see these swarm of robbers that are just attacking, it means that this is something that's probably because by the time law enforcement catches up, law enforcement is already overwhelmed. You know, before a district attorney gets recalled, before there's new people in power that might have a stronger stance on crime, this is going to go on for a while. The more they could get away with, the more they'll do. Store employees of Wellspring Pharmacy showed dozens of people running through the store to grab boxes and drugs off shelves before quickly moving out. It's unclear what was stolen, but meds were stolen, and like even in the pharmacy, medications. So they could now sell these on the black market, including narcotics. Store employees said that they were overwhelmed and devastated. It's a small drugstore, and they don't have the same resources as chains like CVS or Walgreens. Well, is it CVS that's going to be closing about 900 stores? See, the last time I was at a pharmacy, I noticed a lot of cases and things under lock and key. Because I think theft is everywhere. And after a while, you just can't... I mean, if you're barely making a profit as it is, why have supplies? So I foresee a lot of companies might get rid of their large real estate, just have as small a location as possible, and then say, look, we're going to ship the medication to you. We're not going to be open to customers. So I think there's going to be a lot of remote, a lot of shipping, because you just can't make a profit. You can't, and you can't keep being insured. And these are people taking advantage. And then what does that mean for you or I? Well, it means the real estate is going to be commercial real estate glut. Why would anybody have a store? I mean, we don't own retail. I mean, we have some supercuts and we have some shampoos and all that, but we're not stocking because, again, if people steal, we just can't take any more hits. And then if you can't be insured, it's a mess. So unless we get this together, that's a problem. Now, Black Friday is going to be a huge time for theft. It's going to be very chaotic. You already have understaffed stores. Well, Target has made an announcement that they are going to permanently close stores on Thanksgiving Day. Now, remember I talked about Black Friday, how they were one of the first to open up on Black Friday because it was during the recession, or they started on Thursday. So that, you know, because after Christmas dinner and after the Cowboys play, people are like, well, let's go somewhere, let's do something. So Black Friday sales would start at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving night. Target says they're going to shut their doors. And they want to, quote, let workers be with their families for the holiday, and it'll prevent store crowding. Now, that's nice, but you also wonder, is it because they just aren't going to have staff anyway, and how are they going to protect against theft? But they're saying they're doing it so people can be with their family, which is really, really nice. But I'm sure a lot of other stores are going, there's a big advantage to just being closed on Thanksgiving. They say the change came after the success of last year's holiday sales, which rose by 8.2% in 2020 as compared to the year before. And I think they were close Thanksgiving as well. So holiday sales, you know, are already kind of starting. There's a lot of online. So the Minneapolis-based retail giant Target, which has 1,844 stores, they want to reduce store crowding. They want to allow workers to be with their families. Well, it's not going to necessarily reduce store crowding because then everybody's going to come on Friday. So I just think it's they don't have enough staff. It's going to be too difficult to manage the ceiling and all that. And they might also not have enough supply. So it's last year stores were forced to limit the number of shoppers allowed inside. Target has claimed that the rule did not harm its sales and says it now has decided to give the store staff the day off. You know, I'm torn with that because I'm a workaholic. I love working on holidays. It's my best. You make the most money. I like it. See, I would rather every day be Christmas and every day be... So I would always take call or I would always cover for my friends on Christmas and Thanksgiving because it was kind of like a you could do no wrong. You know, you're here on the holiday. I love working on holidays. So for me, if you have family and it's your time to be with the family, to feel forced to have to come in and work, no. So I get it. And I think it's a good move. But I also thought that based on the recession, the Great Recession, I totally understand why in 2011 they said to hell with this, guys. Anybody who wants to work, we're going to pay you double time. Come in and we'll all make money. So if somebody wants to work, that's, you know, it's very interesting. So be with my medical office, interestingly. Okay, I would work Friday and Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend. But I always gave the staff a choice. I'm like, hey guys, if you want the 4 days off, take off. Anybody who wants to work, I'll be here. I'll be on the phone, I'll be whatever. And we found that every year, there was always some staff going, I'd rather make the extra money. Because there's nothing going on in my house on Thanksgiving. So we'd be closed Thanksgiving Day, but we'd be open Friday and Saturday, and we would be busy. There'd be people who were sick. There'd be people because they're out and about and they're whatever. But I would always leave it to them. If we didn't have staff, we would close. But to be honest, we always have people that want to work. And I got that idea because our original partner, he was going to cover, and he's like, you know, look, Adalia, I'm going to be there Friday and Saturday going through the labs, going through the prescriptions. Do you mind if I have a nurse there with me so then we could call it in and I could have her help me? And I go, I'm fine with that. I mean, if there's anybody that wants to work, if they don't want to work. And there were like two or three people going, yeah, I want to work. Well, then at that point, why do stuff for free over the phone? You might as well be seeing patients and make money. So I'm being honest with you guys. So that's why we were open Friday and Saturday. But it really depended on if we had volunteers or not. If they didn't want to work, I wasn't going to make it happen. Target says they're going to add an extra 100,000 temporary employees to deal with the Christmas rush. I hope they find them. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So after Matt McConaughey, we don't even know if he's Republican or Democrat. He is already leading in these hypothetical polls for governor of Texas, supposedly, beating out Greg Abbott, beating out Beto O'Rourke. However, they said if you did have the three run together, or run like where Matt McConaughey would be like third party, Abbott would probably still win. So it's fascinating to see how people look at actors. And so I pose the question to you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do actors make good presidents? Do they have the potential? Do they even know what they're doing? Do they have the likability factor? So we're going to talk about that. So interestingly, there was a poll that looked at the 52-year-old Oscar-winning actor who's kind of kept his political views not very open. I think he considers himself a moderate, leaning more right. I think he came from a more conservative family, a religious family. He wasn't really a fan of young kids being mandated for the vaccine, even though his older son did get vaccinated. But there was a hypothetical matchup in this poll between Abbott and McConaughey. And apparently they preferred the actor 43% to 35%. The rest said they were just unsure. When they looked at McConaughey and Democratic contender O'Rourke, who is running for governor, they found that was just, he floored him, 49% to 27%. But if there was a three-way with all the candidates, a political three-way, all right, the plurality did prefer Abbott. He got 37% compared to McConaughey's 27% and O'Rourke's 27%. Only 40% said they wanted Matt McConaughey to run for governor. 33% voiced opposition. And the remainder said, I really don't care. So McConaughey came from a small town in Deep Texas, according to Daily Mail, raised in a religious family, has also hinted at a possible third-party run. He says he has problems with both parties. He says each party is claiming to be democracy itself. He said, and in doing so, can't much tell you what they're about. He goes, you got to go left sometimes, you got to go right. He said there are people on the so-called right and the so-called left that are better people for the job at hand at different times. He says, look, it's been discussed. It's a possible avenue in terms of him running for governor. He said, I would call myself aggressively centrist, not because that's a place of gray and compromise. I think today it's a daring space. It's the space of outlaws. So he needs to decide by December 13th. And so he's not hiring campaign staff. This is something, though, he is giving great consideration. So let's talk about that. Do movie stars, do actors, do Oscar winners belong in politics? Now, one of my favorite presidents is Ronald Reagan. Well, Ronald Reagan was an actor. And why did people love him? I know some people disliked him, but why did people love him? Why do people say he was one of the greatest presidents we've ever had? Well, he had some cojones. Having some cojones. And to be an actor, you do. You have to put it all on the line. Most of these actors didn't get it because their mommy and daddy were in acting. They had to bust their move. They had to bust their butts. They had to prove for the part. They had to get the part. Even some of these actors that have been, like, I think Bruce Willis got turned down for Boromir and Lord of the Rings. And I mean, you know, even actors that made it still have to fight for roles. So to be an actor, you have to be a fighter or an actress. Two is, you have to have that likability, and you have to be very aware of what people want. You have to be in tune. You have to listen. If you're not likable, if you don't make it work, you're not going to get voted in. You're not going to get re-elected. So you actually have to listen and be aware of what your fans or constituents want. You know, Trump, half the country thinks Trump was the greatest president ever. Other half the country disliked him. Why did they dislike him? Well, they didn't like him. Trump had a likability factor. For some, they loved him. They go, that's my guy. I love what he's saying. Others are like, I don't like him. I can't stand him. So actors don't necessarily have that can't stand sort of motif or that air about them until they go for politics. And then once they get political, people say they hate him. I don't care about Alec Baldwin's politics. As an actor, I thought he did a fantastic job acting. I think he's a horrible producer. I think whatever the hell happened on Rust was so slipshod. I don't know what's going to happen come of that. But, you know, I don't care about how people feel politically. If you're a good actor, you're a good actor. You know, and I'll listen. You'll have my attention. Bill Clinton, didn't matter what side of the aisle you were on. When he spoke, you listened. You watched him. You watched him speak until you were like, okay, he's full of hot air. But he had that draw. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean somebody knows how to lead the country. I have no idea if Matt McConaughey would know how to lead the country. I don't know where he would stand on foreign policy or whatever. But where Biden is lacking is he's not likable. He seems out of it. He seems aloof. He says the wrong things. He looks like, I mean, you know, he looks like a grandpa that, you know, you're giving him, you know, lip service and you know, listening to him because he's grandpa and you're respecting him, but you're like, okay, you know, don't trust grandpa with this. Okay, you know, after Biden, anybody that has some vibrance, has some crispness, has some common sense going, look, people don't want to inject their kids by force. People don't want, you know, somebody coming in there with common sense, it could be an actor. It could be an athlete. It could be somebody saying, come on. You know how many people listen to Aaron Rodgers going, I didn't realize the guy made that much sense? And then others came out and they hated him, going, oh, he lied, he's this, he's that. You know, my issues with Aaron Rodgers is basically on the field and, you know, what he's done, you know, with some of the Cowboys and some of the games and counting how many are on the field. And I thought that was kind of BS. But, I mean, he has a point. He's like, look, don't we have autonomy over what we put in our bodies? I mean, my concern with all of that is if they could, you know, mandate, vaccines, are they going to mandate birth control? Are they going to mandate, you know, I mean, if food shortage and overpopulation is a public health threat, are they going to, you know, force us to have birth control? So I really like the more centrist thinking. I like the, okay, guys, we don't have to go all the way over here, there. We don't have to be extreme. I also agree with what Matt McConaughey said, is sometimes you have somebody, you know, who is on the left that may be fantastic for that job in an administration, or somebody on the right that's fantastic in that job. You know, we're so afraid of Democrat and Republican philosophies not meshing that it's like, okay, it's all right or all left. Why can't you, you know, that's why bipartisanship is some of the best, you know, way to have a democracy, is the best way to get things done. You know, what are both sides calling for? But no, it's all extremes. So it'll be interesting. Do I think Matt McConaughey is going to run? Do I think, you know, he would win? Texas is a mess right now. And they, if they have no access to their border, if they have no way to protect their border, they're in trouble. And so whoever is going to be president has to be ready to make some very, very hard choices. And if an actor is worried about being liked and being able to get another job, whatever, I mean, you know, look at Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger won on the Republican ticket, but was he really Republican? You know, a lot of them are going to play it safe because they want to be liked. So I can't answer the question if actors make, you know, the best presidents. You know, do they belong in politics? I think they have a shot. And I think they might add a lot to the table. But if at all, they start to be, oh, you know what? Okay, wait a second. You are going to have some cojones, and you are going to have to make some hard decisions. 1-877-DOC-BELLY, don't go away.
That supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.